Joe Marie Landis is a prolific author of romance fiction who lives on Kauai and has found new inspiration in a series of comedic mystery novels, of which Hawaii 5 Uh-Oh is the latest. It's a little bit of a departure for an author who has built a wide audience from her earlier work. She's on the line with us from the Garden Island. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Chris.
How's everything going over there? You got a pretty good life on Kauai, don't you?
Oh, boy, we're living the dream, my husband and I. And it's a rainy Kauai morning, which is good for writing.
Uh-huh. Do you mostly write in the morning?
No, I don't really have a schedule. I just write when the spirit takes me. I try to get a book done a year, so I can just pick my days, and I sometimes write at the beach, and I sometimes write on the lanai, and sometimes in the office.
Well, which has led to how many books now? About a dozen, yeah?
No, about 30, actually.
About 30? Well, that's...
I've been at this a long time, and my first novels were romances, and...
Uh-huh.
Romantic historicals, and then I got into contemporary romances, and now I'm writing a series of mysteries set here on the North Shore of Kauai.
You know, a lot of writers in the romance genre kind of stick with it throughout their careers because you have a very loyal and very wide audience, yeah?
Oh, exactly. It's probably the most popular genre of popular fiction. And it's got a huge audience, and a lot of the women have gone on to do TV shows. You know, they write for TV shows, they write for, their books are adapted. So it's just a great, you have to like romance. You have to know, have read a lot of them. You can't just say, wow, that must be easy, I'm going to write one.
No, of course not. But at the same time, you've hit on what has been shown to work, and I'm curious as to what that is.
I think with any kind of good fiction, and especially, you know, more popular fiction, the main thing is the pacing. People love to have something where they're just turning the pages. They don't want to have, you know, pages and pages where nothing happens. It's all action. You have to create characters that they love and they will follow anywhere. I think that's why a lot of series are so popular, because they have attached themselves to characters that they want to see. You know, the stories continue in different book after book.
A reader gets a kind of comfort once he feels that he knows a character, yeah?
Oh, yes, exactly. It's like a lot of them, suspense writers, you know, they have series in their detective heroes or heroines that people just are looking for their next novel to find out, you know. And then also you have to give a little bit about their family background and their personal life too, not just the solving the mysteries. You want to see them at home, you know, you want to get to know why they act the way they do and their relationships in their life also.
Yeah, and that kind of has to be done pretty expeditiously, Jill. I mean, you can't bog down in description at any point.
No, not really. You have to set up your scenes so that there's always like, you know, the character has a goal and then there's some reason they can't get to that goal, which is conflict, and then just about the time they get it, there's a plot twist or a disaster that turns them onto, you know, another goal, and on goes the book to the end.
And that's a reliable sort of it's a formula, but it's not a formula that you want to be too clearly perceived, yeah?
No, it's sort of like a skeleton or a framework,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then you have to put it in the wallpaper and everything else, and that's where the description and the character traits and things come in.
You know, I'm reminded of what the late Elmore Leonard said. He said, I leave out all the things that people skip over.
Yes, that's hopefully what, you know, we try to do. It's like, you know, you're reading, sometimes you pick up a book and you really like most of it, but there are pages where you just go, let's get to the dialogue or let's get to the action.
And usually that might be like the description of what's in a room, yeah?
Yeah, or in a room, or they air it, like if they are describing a place too much. You know, I try to play off of all the quirky things that happen on Kauai, and people go, where do you get these funny ideas? And it's mostly just from life here on this island. One time, half the island was out of electricity because there was a chicken stuck in the main transformer. You know, you can't make that stuff up, and it happens here every day, just crazy island life.
You just sort of scan the, you know, the hidden corners of the newspaper or hear the kind of things that people are saying down at the local general store, that kind of thing?
At the post office. That's where the coconut wireless is really works the best. Go down to the post office once a day, and everybody's there getting mail and talking about who did what and did you hear, and it takes about an hour to get the mail.
So, but it also takes a kind of a writerly consciousness to be filing that stuff away and sort of knowing, hey, I can use that, right?
Oh, yes, that's true. And I even carry around, like, you know, a little notepad, and I always tell my friends, don't say anything you don't want to see because I'll be using it.
Because, yeah, because everything is kind of fair game, right?
Everything is.
And I always think that real life provides more, as you say, stories that possibly that elude the imagination. You really couldn't have made them up.
Oh, I know. It's like a lot of the TV shows now. You know, it's sort of like the quote ripped from the headlines. You know, you'll read something and you'll turn on a show at night and there will be that story, you know, playing out with those characters.
Yeah, often ripped off from the headlines.
Exactly, right? Ripped off from the headlines.
Right.
Right. Well, I have some crazy characters here on Kauai that are not really true characters. Of course, I say they're fictionalized, but a lot of my friends say, is that me? Is that one me? And I say, well, if you like it, it's you. If you don't know, of course it's not you.
Well, because you might take a characteristic of somebody you know well and then exaggerate it, right?
Especially, oh, yeah, or blend two or three of them together.
Uh-huh.
You know, different things like that.
Well, this is a venture. These books are a venture into not just mystery, but comedy, yeah?
Yeah, they're, I guess, they sort of fall under cozy mystery category where they're humorous. You know, there's a dead body, but it's not horribly tragic because there's so much, you know, funny scenes going on. The first book in the series, the opening line is, they would have found the body sooner if it hadn't been 2-for-1 Mai Tai night. So, you know, right off the bat, you know, it's not going to be dismal. It's going to be pretty funny.
Well, that sounds, but that's a little bit of a delicate balance to tread, isn't it?
Yeah, because you don't want to take something that maybe somebody has suffered that's really a tragedy and make light of it. But it's just a certain type of genre where it's not, it's like a subgenre of mystery writing. It's called cozy, and there's usually amateur sleuths, and they're usually women that are trying to solve these murders in the town or in a small town.
Well, I hadn't heard that term before, Jill, but it sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for talking with us.
It is fun.
Jill Marie Landis is the author of Hawaii 5, the fifth novel in her Tiki Goddess mystery series. There's a celebration and book signing next Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Tahiti Nui Luau Room on Kauai.